Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If I was forced to describe the mood in the studio today, Pony, I would say it is intimate.
Yes, very.
We have not many people here. It's just myself. It's just Pony. We don't have Katie. And, of course, Oscar is at traffic school to get those points off his
license. I'm curious why Pony wasn't on the microphone.
So am I.
He was a little off. Just a little off, that's all. Mike is, of course, with us, but yes. He's in Florida. But I think he has to step away for a moment.
I got to step away for a moment.
Don't you have to wax your counters?
I have to wax the counters, and I'm killing bugs.
Okay, so let me go to this prepared musical piece. State of the Union address tonight, and as always, because of our proximity, now that we're in Washington, D.C., we actually can just call the president anytime we want.
It's amazing.
I'm surprised the phone is still a rotary, but we're calling him. This is President Barack Obama, and he's expecting the call, so he should pick up any moment now.
So.
For those of you just joining us, Mike is killing bugs. Bug killer.
What the hell is taking him so long?
Well, I mean, the office is shaped like an oval, so depending on the route he takes to the phone, it could be rather circuitous.
Okay.
Hello, Barack Obama's office. Barack speaking.
Wow, you're not even screening your calls anymore, Mr. President?
yeah. I knew it was you, Rob. Okay. I knew you were calling. It's good to hear you. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Thank you. There's no need. Hold your applause. There's really no need to applaud me.
And
Barry, I get plenty of that. Lord knows.
We're joined by Pony Boy as well. Know him as Matthew.
Oh, Matt Bloom.
Yes.
Hello, Mr.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, thanks for your donation. Appreciate it.
Not sure that I donated anything, but big day.
I was
for
talking
him.
To Pony Boy. He donated. I know you didn't. I know everybody that didn't. Okay, so be aware of that.
Do you have a list?
I've got a list of that. When I'm going to do an interview. When I'm going to do a radio interview, I take a look at my calendar, and then they bring me the statistics that we have on various donors. And if you've contributed to the cause, I know about it. And if you haven't, I know about that too.
Now, so the list, is it like the Santa Claus naughty and nice list and a big book?
No, it's not a list. It's they give me a sheet. And for example, today, you're coming on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
You're going to speak to Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, Mike is not here, Mr. President. Do you know where he is?
I think he's in South Florida.
Yeah, but do you know why he can't be on the phone call?
Yeah, my intelligence services, you should be aware of the fact that I know that Mike's waxing countertops and killing bugs.
Wow.
I'm aware of that.
That's amazing.
So I know these things.
Okay.
So if we can dispense with that, I'd love to get to the meat of the interview because I've got a rather busy schedule. You know, it's a big day here. Big day with the State of the Union.
They call it the SOTA, right?
The SOTA, State of the Union Address.
Oh, SASOTUA, State of the Union.
State of S-O, the State T, U, SOTUA.
So you
SOTUA. SOTUA.
So you got to be nervous.
State of the Union Address.
Are you sweating bullets?
I've done a few of these. sweating bullets. I'm not sure I like that reference.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're
sweating
nervous.
Bullets. No, I don't. I'm not nervous. Yeah, who are you talking to? I mean, I'm at this game a long time. Rob, I don't understand why you're doing this. You know I'm not sweating bullets.
No,
I'm not a nervous guy.
Okay, well, you know.
So if you want to start the interview again, we can do that. You're starting to annoy me just a little bit. I don't understand why.
I don't want to annoy you. I'm just saying that, you know, you've had yourself a year, but, you know, things are turning around. The economy is good. Gas
Coal numbers
is cheap.
Are up.
Yep.
The economy numbers are up. Wall Street up. Everything up. Everything looking up. And I think that's we're going to build on that. And I think that's why I'm going to say, for the first time, when I really mean it from my ticker, from my gut, that
you sound like Jerry Lewis.
The State of the Union is strong.
That's not necessarily, you know, you've got Congress is absolutely stacked against you for the duration of your term.
Well, let me explain how I do a State of the Union. You know, I understand there are a lot of faces out there in the audience that are not Barack Obama guys.
Okay.
And I understand that there are people that that really don't support me.
Okay.
And I understand that. That's the way the game works.
They're not in
the
book.
I can handle it.
They're not in, they're not in your book.
Not at all. That's for sure. They wouldn't be on the naughty or nice list that you referenced before, you complete and total idiot. But I'll tell you this.
What?
I look out there, and if I see a section, obviously they're divided in two.
Yes.
If I see a section of the audience that's not responding very well, I just picture a beautiful palm tree in Hawaii.
You? That's where you'd rather be.
Oh God, would I? Sorry, but anyway, that's how I get through my State of the Union address, and that's why this one's going to be better than ever because the State of the Union is strong.
Okay, Rob. you keep saying.
By
that.
The way, is you still have that little Tunisian baby that you raised?
He's not a baby. He's a young man, and he's a young.
No. I remember you had a Tunisian baby.
Yes.
That you got offline, online rather, and
it was delivered
to your home, and you
like
49 cents a day.
No,
you support the Tunisian baby.
He was a neighborhood kid that he hung out at our house. Do you remember his name? 49 cents a day.
Was it a Morncy?
No, it wasn't. Do you need a hint?
Yaba. Shaba?
Shaba.
Was it Shaba?
It was not Yaba. It did start with
Kirk.
No. I think no, I never worked with a Kirk.
Okay. That wasn't Jesus. Hold on. Give me the first letter.
You know, Mr.
If you give me the first letter, maybe I can maybe I can pull it.
Maybe you should bring some of these jokes to the speech tonight.
You got that right, bro.
I think his name started with a J.
Oh, there it is. It's right. It's been in my brain the whole time. I apologize, Rob, for not remembering that the Spiewaks are a great example of a family in America that supports their community.
Right.
And that's why, as well as their own children, they spent most of their formative years of their marriage not only raising little Robert and little Julia, but they took in a neighbor boy.
Yes.
And the neighbor boy was a wonderful little child that they took to King's Dominion and had birthday parties and dinners. And that little boy, as many of you might remember, was Little Jabril.
That's right, Mr. President.
Little Jabril, wonderful little boy. But listen, I've got a suggestion for you. This is more like a direct presidential order.
Yeah.
That I'd like you and Mike, when he gets back here, to try something on your bonus show this week.
And for those of you just joining us, Mike O'Mara is not here because he is...
He's waxing his countertops and killing bugs.
Of course, that's right.
So,
what
I'd like you to do, pardon me?
What is your suggestion, sir?
Hold on just a second. I'm doing a radio interview right now.
Hold on, are you with somebody?
Oh, God. Yeah, you know who.
Your wife?
No, not
Joe.
Me. Oh, Joe Biden?
Slow Joe.
What a dick.
Absolutely.
Can I talk to him?
Oh, no, please.
Oh, just for a second.
Would you like this interview to go on for 45 more minutes?
I just want to say hi. I just want to say hi to the vice president.
The Mike O'Mara Show, they want to talk to you.
Yeah. This is Vice President Joe Biden, Pony.
It's amazing.
Hey, how you doing there? Hey, mother. How are you, mother? How are you, mother? How you doing? Shots fired. Shots fired. just kidding. That's outside the residence down in Delaware. How you doing there, Robbie?
Hey, Joe.
Joe,
it's Rob along with Matt Bloom.
Oh, that's great there, Robbie. How you doing, Robbie Bobby? How's it going? Everything fine? How are you, mother?
What's it? I'm not a mother.
All right. Sure. Yeah, great. You're doing a great job. Fantastic. How are you? How's it going?
What's
great.
State of the Union.
State of the Union. Is that tonight?
Oh, God.
Holy All right, I got to go.
They have to remind him of his schedule.
Doesn't he have an iPhone or something?
No modern technology. They have to put it on a post-it note or he's not there.
Hey, you know,
that's
it's
the way
great
that,
that you gave him two tries at that job.
Oh, wait a minute, he's coming back.
Oh, no.
I want you to
Hey, is this on the radio?
Yes, it is.
Hey, mother, I just want to say you're just doing a great job, and I love the radio. I love Scott Muni. Is this Scott Muni? Is this Scott Muni playing the hits,
Scott
huh?
Muni, no.
On that rock and roll station. Hey, you're doing a great job, mother. Great job. All right.
Can I talk to the president, please?
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Barry. Barry.
Barry.
Barry.
Hold on, what an error I made.
Is he always, is he always that loud?
Have you seen the press conferences?
Yeah, I have.
Do you understand that I'm always living in that shadow of his gregariousness?
Yeah.
It's frustrating for me, it really is.
Does he have a chance?
It's crazy.
Does he have a chance in the next election?
Huh?
Do you think he's going
to
run?
No, I don't think there's a chance. We're trying to talk him out of it, but he's too. He's coming back. He's
coming back. Oh, no.
I don't know what it's in there. How are you doing there? Rob Bobbert? What's your name? Hey, mother.
It's Rob Spiewak.
Oh, okay. Two Jews walk into a bar. Give me that.
Give me that. Get out of here. Get out of here now. All right.
Hey.
All right, thank you.
Mr. President.
Oh, my God. Can I give you my idea for your show?
Please, please.
I had an idea for your show.
Yeah.
What I'd like you to do is I would really like you and Mike to do the All Happy Show.
Oh, no.
You know, there's no doubt that Mike's been accused of being a little nasty lately, and
yes.
I thought it would be a grand experiment,
yes.
See how long you can last with it,
yes.
For you and Mike O'Mara,
yes.
To do a happy show where it's all happy all the time. All you talk about is pleasant things. You don't criticize, you don't judge, and you do a bonus hour that I think they'll come to you in droves.
Have you ever heard the show?
Yes, I have. That's why I think opposites, you know, are work with people, and I think that could work. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, Mr. President. Let's say that.
All right, count on it for the bonus show this particular week. I think that's going to...
I just want to say one thing. What's that?
All right, so you guys do comedy? Is that what you stand-up comedians? What is it? What's going on here? Huh? How you doing, mother?
Personality-driven
yeah.
lifestyle talk.
Oh,
Mr.
that's
Mr.
great. I love everything. I love I love the house I live in. I love being a vice president. It's great, 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 great. Let me tell you something about being vice president.
Yes.
It's really, really fantastic. You
is
know
it?
What I mean? It's great, mother. I tell you, we just get to get all the food you want. It's you know, Becky, you call you, snap your fingers, you get a Twinkie. I can't tell you. It's a fabulous experiment. You know,
Mr. Vice President, can I bring
right.
you some penne?
Penne, yes. Spicy. Spicy or mild. That's a good movie, man. I like that Sam Elliott, you know?
Yeah, you
that's
any,
right. It was completely inappropriate.
What
right?
other movies right. do you like?
Bridge Over the River Kwai, Frozen.
Yeah, Frozen.
Madagascar, March of the Penguins, and Geely.
Geely, really?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Do you,
yeah,
look,
absolutely.
Do you ever look at porn?
Hey, come on now. You're not going to get me into that trap. I know they say I shoot my mouth off all the time, all right? I'm not going to be doing it that. No, there's none of that for me. I'm too old, okay? How about that? I'm too old. You like that?
Your wife right. is kind of box, though.
Yeah, all right. All right, Kay. All right, you know, I'll give you a little something to start your show with, okay?
Oh, good.
Hey, Joe Biden for Brazzers.com. There you go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
Jiminy Glick. I recently interviewed the wonderful Pope Francis. He's a celibate who loves the tango. So apparently it only takes one to tango. Also, unlike his predecessor, he is a humble man. He's not wearing the fur-lined cape. Except, of course, when he has Lady Gaga tickets. I also interviewed the wonderful Elton John. And I'll let you all in on a little show business secret. Gay. I also interviewed the late James Brown. Well, I didn't interview him, but we carpooled together to the women's shelter to pick up our wives. Let's be honest, celebrities are our touchstones to where was I and when. I think we all remember where we were when the Queen had Diana killed. I certainly know where I was. I was getting some polyps removed from my duodenum, and the doctor had just berated me because I'd forgotten to fast. Suddenly the head nurse came running and announced that the princess was gone. It felt like someone had taken a knife and plunged it deep into my gut. And then, of course, I realized the doctor was still in mid-procedure. But aren't you in wonderful shape for someone who's let himself go? And whatever cosmetic surgery you've had, I'd say 20% more and then I'd stop.
James Brown.
Ow! It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cabby Viper Studios from sunny Southwest Florida and our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years.
Yes.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why? Because they get it. You know that. And if you're here, you get it too. Our show today brought to you by Stamps.com. Now, especially during the holidays, most recently, and
yes.
Beginning of the year, for whatever reason, we are sending stuff back and forth constantly.
Always.
At TMOS. The pipeline, as we like to call it.
Yes.
The trade route. The trade winds blow, and we use Stamps. It is a great New Year's resolution to maximize every minute and every dollar for your small business, and I've got an easy way for you to do just that. Stamps.com, boy.
Yes, boy.
Time is money, and just think of all the time you waste at the post office, the driving, the parking, all those roofs standing in line.
Roofs.
Yes. With Stamps.com, you use your computer and your printer. You print official U.S. postage right from your desk. We are people that know about small businesses from home. We do it on this show.
That's what we do, yeah.
Hand it to your mailman. You can mail anything. We've used Stamps.com for years. You should, too. We love it. Act now for a free no-risk trial, $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS, perfect together. Rob,
what?
This is why I've worked for you with you for 20 years.
Why?
And Rob, we're setting this Barack Obama thing up, and suddenly Rob just says, is Joe Biden there? And that's how that was born. I don't do a Joe Biden impression. And as most of you that just listen to that know, I don't do a Joe Biden.
But exactly.
I just thought, you know, I base that on the fact that when they come into the Senate, you know, he does the calls. Will you call my mom?
For and, the swearing you know. In. And also when they were doing, he had to swear in, what, 40 people, and he had the patter right. going. Hey, mama. And, hey,
hello,
Daddy.
Mother. how are you? Just weird. Weird stuff. So anyway, welcome to the show. Whoa. If you just tuned in, Oscar Santana is at business school.
Traffic school, isn't it?
Oh, traffic school.
He's at traffic school to get those plus points. He needs them.
It was a tender little moment. Did you see on Facebook where his lovely lady sent a nice little anniversary? I guess they have some sort of anniversary today.
How drunk do you think he was to hold those fake glasses up? He was holding up like, I believe, and I'll take all the criticism. I think it's called a lorgnette. When you have like opera glasses on a stick.
Right.
He looked just so dandy.
Well, here it is. Oscar's taking the week to better himself, and at least that's, look, we're as good as his word, right? He says he got accepted to a business school. He went off for a week to business school.
Sure.
God knows what he's really doing, but he's coming back at the end of the week. He'll be back Monday next
stories.
Week. And that's the big surprise, because when he comes back Monday, Rob and I are taking our week to better ourselves.
Exactly, and he can do a show with Pony.
Rob and I are going to Hershey Park. And yes, it's closed, but we're going up there anyway.
The offices are open.
The offices are open.
And we're going to drop off some resumes.
Right.
And see what happens.
Hang.
Yeah, we're going
to
hang.
That's what somebody said to me the other day. Well, why are you and Rob going to Hershey Park? He said, it's a hang.
It's a hang in Chocolate Town.
Ew.
So anyway, good luck to Oscar. And I don't think he will be checking in this week because he's very busy with the initial week of classes. I wouldn't know. I have never pursued a master's degree, and you have never pursued a master's degree.
Oh, I don't know. I think I have a few times. No, not really.
But would you? Did you ever flirt with the idea
of
staying in?
No,
in
it
school?
Was all I could do to coast out that senior year because I wanted to get on the radio.
Okay.
Do you that the final production, all the final production for my senior year, and you know, radio production is not horribly simple, but it's essentially. Once you can do it, you can do it. I, at the beginning of my senior year, went to all the professors and said, what do I need to do to pass the production classes? And they told me. And then I drove up to WJFK, and I did it on the four-track and turned it all in. I did
and that
it
was
in,
it?
In one weekend, yeah. I
so
blew
that
out
was
like
your,
12 credits
so
in a
what
weekend.
Is your degree? Is your degree in radio production?
Broadcasting.
Broadcasting.
Broadcasting,
okay.
Is that
so
what it is?
So your degree is in broadcasting, and look at you now.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations.
Yeah, the broad keeps getting narrower.
Yeah, so you had, but I mean, you know, you're interesting to me because you always talk about the fact that you were in high school. Were you an honor student, honor roll in high school?
Right? I think in high school I ended up with like a 3-4. I think I graduated with a 3-4.
Average. That's an average.
Yeah, oh, God, but they couldn't wait to get me to VCU with a 3-4. I was like the king of Richmond with a 3-4.
Were they really? You know, we never really talked about this seriously. Were they really?
Mike, I got a scholarship.
Really?
And
with
I made
a 3-4 average?
But I did very well on my SATs, and I was well-rounded, and teachers
what did you get
me.
On your SATs? Do you remember? Everybody remembers.
Was it? I think it might have been 1390.
Do you remember what your verbal and your math was?
It was pretty evenly split. It was pretty evenly split, like 680 and whatever the other one would be. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you know what I got?
What?
I got 540 verbal, 490 math.
You broke 1,000. You're a four-digit guy. No, you're
I'm
fine.
I'm an idiot.
No, you know what? I take it back. It was 1,300. It was exactly 1,300 because it was
so that's also 660 kind of like,
and 640.
That's good,
yeah.
But it's not Harvard
it's
good.
VCU great is what
and
it
you,
is.
And so you got so your point is that the students down at VCU there were a lot of
how about this? Maybe it was a soft year. for applications.
But so they had a lot of slackers down there?
I initially got like a $1,000 grant when I applied. And then like 2 or 3 weeks before I actually started, I got what was called the Provost Scholarship, which was 4 years, everything except books, housing, and food. It was all fees and tuition.
You got a full ride?
Yeah.
That's incredible. I never knew that. That's good stuff.
And I had to have I had to keep a 3.5 for my entire year or my entire ride of VCU.
So if you, I mean, looking back on it, and you know, and back then, I mean, that's the reality you lived back then is the reality that many, many more people live now, which is in-state, get as much help as you possibly can because, the cost of tuition is
forms
insane.
Forms and paperwork and everything.
Back then, you were thinking about that. You were mindful of that. If you had chosen to aim outside, did you do this? So you did this kind of to help your family out too. I mean, it's not that you helped your family, but you were limited in your choices about.
I was accepted.
Could you have gone? Where else could you have gone?
I was accepted at VCU so fast; it was the only place that I applied. Because you know what? But here's the thing. They were at the time.
Were you ever curious about it? Did you ever think about it?
Yeah, like I thought about UVA, thought about Tech. But the thing is, VCU in-state was the only school that was certified for mass communications.
They're
accredited. They were accredited.
All right.
What happened?
And then you got down there and went, oh, my God, what have I done?
Well, no, this is a fascinating tale about
And it's like your school and my school, American University and VCU, are both the bar has been raised since the days.
Absolutely.
We were,
absolutely. 100%. And what's really.
They're both fine institutions of higher learning.
What's
right
helped
now.
VCU is their merger with the Medical College of Virginia. And that's a real big deal now.
Yes.
But in 1988, I believe is when my application went down, they were a mass communications accredited school. I mean, like not as good as, but Syracuse, the greatest communication school in the
country,
is also accredited.
Because I got rejected from all of them.
So they were.
I got rejected from Newhouse. I got rejected from Ithaca. I got rejected from Boston University School of Communication. Then somebody said, "Well, you should have gone in on liberal arts, and then you could have slid over into the communications program."
Oh, they love when you slide over.
I didn't do that. But anyway, yeah.
But they were accredited then, and then when I graduated, my advisor—I won't reveal his name—but it was the same as Chief Justice Clarence Thomas. So that was he was revealed that they went in on his paperwork. And he never really got his doctorate. So,
oh my God,
the guy that was running the mass communications department and the guy that was my advisor wasn't really what he said he was. He
lied about his yep. credentials,
and he lost the school its accreditation.
Oh my God!
But I'd like the fact to remain. I'd like the official.
That's
document.
Why Rob got it. Come on in. We'll pay it. We'll pay for everything. Your tuition, comp, everything. Everything is completely
welcome,
comp. No problem, Rob.
Welcome to the Tangiers.
So, the Tangiers. In the end, we get it all. So you got down there to college. I remember, so you went all 4 years at VCU.
Well, I was told with no uncertain terms by my dad. He said, you know, this is fun. You've got this scholarship, and your mom and I are going to take care of everything else for 8 semesters. If you don't graduate in 8 semesters, it's on you, pal.
Well, that's not a bad
message.
It
was a pretty good deal that we struck, and I graduated with VCU with honors. But again, it's VCU, so who cares?
Yeah, no, but don't say that's no slouch. I'm just surprised that you have never thought about it. But you found the entire higher education experience a tad distasteful.
Well, no,
it was
a step to get to what I wanted to do.
And you never had a chance to, revisiting it or anything like
that? No, because the thing, VCU had an advantage for if you were to go to, say, Longwood College, which I've spent a few weekends there. It's in a bustling metropolis in Virginia.
Hello, and welcome to Longwood.
It's called Farmville, and there is a college, and that's
why
all
do they
there.
Call the college Longwood? Well, would you like to see Mr. Scholarship?
Maybe you can help me straighten out my Longfellow. But VCU is in the city of Richmond, and there's 10 radio stations, and there was 3 TV stations. So if you wanted
By
to
the
do
way,
mass comm,
a beautiful city.
A rebuild.
Yeah.
And it was especially beautiful back then. It was the kind of city that if you stood in the off ramp, the first thing you heard when a car came off 95 onto the boulevard, you would hear the power locks go down.
And of course, Richmond, for those of you around the country, they might not know what they're most famous for. Cigarettes.
Oh, God, depending on which way the wind blew, the town either smelled like cigarettes because, is it Philip Morris that's based down there?
Philip Morris, that is their main company. That's, Ross, Barbarians at the Gate. Philip Morris, based in Richmond, Virginia.
Smells like a fart.
But, really based in Richmond, though.
But the other, if the wind blew the other way, the Sours vanilla plant was down there, so the whole town could smell like vanilla, which was great.
The bustling metropolis of Richmond.
Yeah, but
Virginia.
I mean, Richmond has really come around. For example, the Lee X Art Theater, Mike, is now the VCU Playhouse, and they've
was the Lee X Art Theater where they showed the porn?
Yeah, it was the porn theater on Gray Street, and it
and
was
in a tough
about 800. It was about 800 feet from my dorm.
Really?
Never had the pleasure, though. Never went.
You never went?
I never went to...
Did any of the other co-eds pop in there occasionally?
You know, I don't know that anyone went there because, you know, it was, we had VCRs then, so there was no need for it.
Oh, that's right. You're younger than I am.
You're younger. Yeah, I am a little younger, but
I'm from that era. In fact, my era was, I talk about the fact that a VCR is the very first thing. It was On Golden Pond and Debbie Does Dallas.
Great double feature.
And it was a Betamax, I swear to God, and I had On Golden Pond with Debbie Does Dallas underneath that. So, yeah, I guess really going to a porn theater, that would be like me saying if I did it at American University. You wouldn't do that. It wasn't cool. You went to parties. That's what happened.
And then there was all sorts of great things. There was Ivory's Uptown Lounge. These have all now been absorbed by...
Now, you're not talking about places you went to,
no,
right?
No. But these were all places that were... These were adjacent to campus. I mean, this was really... This was a
tough
neighborhood.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a commercial, a radio commercial.
Oh, we do
Ivory's Uptown. Well, that was tough. I'm not sure what happened.
Can't believe you actually have the spot ready to go. But VCU has changed for the better, and I just want the record to reflect they were accredited when I graduated.
So this is going to be a year and a half process. Oscar's only out for this week. It doesn't infringe upon us. Other than that, there'll be a day here and there where he'll be doing classwork. But the fact is, this is his first week. It's kind of indoctrination. That's what they're doing. But when this journey is over in a year and a half, if Oscar doesn't fail out or he doesn't get... dropout, he will be the most educated person in the room, and I find that just phenomenal.
Well, you know what?
I find that incredible.
There's a difference between education and wisdom, so let's see how it all works out. But I
make
do request that he would switch to when he's on the show wearing earbuds and a mortarboard. I think it would look great.
I think we should go to his graduation. And if I don't have to leave South Florida, I will. So that means I won't. We'll take a break. When we come back today... Another woman gets to look at my ass.
Nice!
Yay! Woo! Nice!
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Hi there, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi there, I'm Rob Ford.
No, he's not. He's Gary Stein. Gary, do you know who we have on the show this week?
Sure, I was here.
Yes, you booked him. Tony Danza, star of screen and currently star of stage.
Yes.
On Broadway.
Absolutely.
Starring in the show Honeymoon in Vegas.
And he got rave reviews. We also have Johnny Cash.
And you can hear it all at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Search The Tony Perkins Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by On Deck Lending. Attention business owners, do you need capital to take your business to the next level, but dread the hassle of a traditional loan? I remember when I had O'Mara's Pub, Eatery, and Funporium.
Funporium?
Oh, it was a Funporium. I wish I'd had an onlending.com. I really do. Your time is valuable, and On Deck Lending understands that. That's why their loan application process is simple and fast, so you can focus on running your business and not filling out paperwork and waiting endlessly for approval. That part I can relate to.
Yep.
It seemed like months. When we wanted to get a line of credit, we had to wait and wait and wait and wait.
Because when you want to do something, you want to do it. You just want to do it, and you can't wait for the money.
OnDeck Lending uses cutting-edge technology to evaluate your business based on performance, not your personal credit. You will get a decision in minutes. They do this because they've got the software where they can analyze your business and do it quickly. They're not trying to give you anything for nothing, and they know how to get it done. OnDeck Lending, 100% focused on their customers with dedicated funding advisors and customer support to make it even easier. Does your small business need capital for a growth opportunity? Don't hesitate. Visit OnDeckLending.com today or call 888-627-2904 and start the simple application process. It's waiting for you at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com. The way my small brain understands it, this On Deck Lending is basically a company that takes the performance of your business and lends you money based on that. So if you've got
and a streamlined process, don't forget the streamlined process. They
got
can
a
do
good
it
thing going. Yeah. You got a good thing going. You're successful. You need that little leg up to get some money. On Deck Lending is where you want to go.
Do it.
And you don't have to deal with the hassle of a bank. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Yes, the health saga. I like to say, to a certain extent, one phase of it will hopefully be coming to an end today.
The anal phase?
Well, the anal phase. Yeah, it's not anal.
It's really
it's
not.
Buttock.
Yeah, it is gluteal. The gluteal phase.
The gluteus maximus.
Yeah.
Hello, baby. Gluteus Maximus.
He was the worst emperor.
He will look at thine ass to see.
Now, you know that I didn't. The very first day I had to come in and talk about this, I didn't want to but I had to because it's so much a part of my life. And the bottom line is the medicines that they put me on, the fleet enema.
No.
The bunch of medications seem to have done the trick.
Now, I have a question, and I know you're going to hate to hear this word, but there are people that may not have been absolutely caught up, and they're just joining us today. Let's do a brief reset. You got you had a lesion, a boil on your...
I didn't have a lesion. I didn't have a lesion, and I don't want to do a recap.
Well,
if people
just
didn't
to
listen
say,
to it, they can go screw off.
But they should know this has been a problem since Christmas,
mm-hmm.
since the birthday of our Lord. I need a reset. There was more than one, wasn't there?
Well, what happened was I got one, and then I got another one, and then I got another couple of them after the last time I went in. And I read that this can be a problem, and this is a and
you had to read it to know it was a problem.
Huh? No, but the fact is, I didn't know that this was kind of a result of being in the hospital, and you can get this stuff, and it can. And so they gave me the problem I have is infection. That's the bottom line. And as people will tell you that are in the know medically, this is so gross.
No.
That is what can really cause some serious problems.
And infection can stay in the body almost dormant. You can be unaware that it's there until you start having, gluteal eruptions.
Well, the gluteal eruptions happen, and then I went back. And the fact is, every doctor that I went to, all of my doctors, I'm not a discriminating person, but all of my doctors are ladies.
Yeah.
Lovely ladies.
Yeah.
No, don't put it that way.
No,
please.
No.
Yeah,
please
hey, baby. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you go on Craigslist.
How
looking
are
for looking for medical care. It's a, it's a category.
I was interested if you could check out my ass. No, the fact is
Did you go to the link that was MSFD? Men
right,
seeking female doctors.
Rob, get me some recap. Get me some recap music, and I will go through this rapidly so I don't have to visit it again. So that everybody understands my myriad of health issues that I've had down here in South Florida, because I'm taking care of everything. I'm getting the right kind of help that I need to get down here, and I think that I think things are looking up, and I really mean that. I tell you if I felt differently.
Okay,
all right,
very good.
Here's what happens. Okay, I trail a boat down from Florida in August. All right, that may have caused me a little bit of stress, but the bottom line is, during that trip, I get a diverticulitis flare.
Right.
Then I get another one. Then I get another one. Then I get another one. And when I'm coming back from Virginia after going to see my daughter in a play, I get it so bad that I have to go to the emergency room.
Right.
They put me on this weeks of antibiotics to get rid of this. It gets rid of that. But at the same time, it causes another infection called C. diff.
Right.
Which they think I have. So in any event, I get another diverticulitis flare. They put me in the hospital to treat it in the hospital. In the hospital, they said, how many have you had? I said, well, I probably had four. I've had four. A bunch of doctors say, well, ultimately, you've got that bad part of your colon that flares up all the time. It's putting you in and out of the hospital. And the fact is, we're going to put you on a low-residue diet, and you're going to take some weight off, and we're going to do the surgery down the road. So that's where I was with the diverticulitis. Now, with all the other stuff with these antibiotics, another infection pops up, and this one causes a little eruption on the eye.
Oh, I remember that.
On the butt, and I get this skin crap happening to me all the time. So I switch these doctors, and they send me to a lady, and she says, yeah, you got to take this medicine for it, and then you go to a dermatologist. Well, in the time they prescribe me the medication for the butt, two more of these little suckers are there, and it sucks, and I go to ERs. It's been a
nightmare. The medication since the eye and the butt Were any of them topical, or were they all
Yeah,
oral?
They're topical. I put some stuff on, but no, not topical for the eye, but on the butt, I put the
salve.
I lost the applicator, though, Raymond. Hello, no. Raymond. I lost it.
Make a long story short, the stuff they gave me now, everything is calmed down.
Good.
And the doctor, the dermatologist who I've switched to, is another lady, because this place is very well regarded and happens to be directly across the street from Cocoonville, and I thought that would be fine. And the place that I went to before is, like many people who have been in the medical business, it's one of these octopus kind of businesses where they're just so big.
What?
And they've got lots of tentacles. I'm talking about the old dermatologist that
I
went
see.
To.
They're aligned. They're aligned with many doctors.
And they're too big. And the doctor was great, but the whole business was, there are like 500 different locations.
Fair.
And, and so I didn't want to deal with that, so I'm dealing with the one today across the street who happens to be another lady. And so it will just be.
And this is a mom and pop?
No, not really. But it's a smaller. It's not the big monster that this other.
Do they
place
operate
was,
so now? Here's one thing that always troubles me: is it a doctor that operates out of a house?
No, it is
because
not.
Because like when you're driving around and you see a dentist like in a neighborhood, mm-hmm. and they've got a sign up front.
I went to one of those back in Virginia back in the day.
I don't like doctors that operate
out
of a house.
Be very afraid.
Yeah, because you know what? When you're getting your teeth cleaned, you don't want to smell what's for dinner.
Well, you want to hear that organ music too when you open the door. Yeah, pleasure make your appointment. Yes, Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing, professor of proctology and other assorted
tendencies.
Tendencies. Graduate of the University of Rangoon.
So this is a this non-octopus doctor is actually across from Walmart?
Technically.
Okay, good. Okay, I know where you're at then.
The Walmart. So that's fine.
That's
and
the
I'll be
medical
going there
district.
Today. But they
know
they're. By the way, they are. Rob, you'll know this from when your son was having some issues.
Yes.
When you see the name Johns Hopkins.
Oh, it's
good. Always
that's
it's
a good
always
thing.
A very encouraging
yeah,
thing. And
absolutely.
When I see that name, I'm very very. But
now
it,
make sure
again,
Mike, they don't trick you, because I went to a few guys and they said, "Oh, we're good. We graduated from John Hopkins."
John Hopkins.
And it turns out that's a not.
And then beware of Johnny Hopkins.
Johnny Hopkins. Yeah, that's not accredited. They lost their accreditation.
So I'm really hoping that this is going to be the last time where I have to have a nurse and a female doctor look at my ass. And it's
so
just
that's
not,
today.
And by the way, the last dermatologist that tended to me had to be 12.
Oh yeah,
she had to be 12 years old. And there, when you get to be my age, you start in your late 30s, maybe mid 40s, to realize that some of the doctors will occasionally be younger than you. Then when you get to be 55, you realize, well, they're more and more of them. And then when
all
they're right
the
out of med school, it's like you're looking at a teenager.
It
was a little difficult.
I read once when I was younger that it's great if you can choose a doctor that's your age, so you can grow old together. But with the fact that you've relocated, that's got to be a little tough. I've been very lucky. Julia goes to a dermatologist, and she is so young that I go in and I feel ill at ease, like I shouldn't even be there, because it's almost like she's with a friend. And she's.
Well, how'd you like to have her looking at your ass?
Well, you know what? I don't know.
Oh, stop that. Behave yourself.
Yeah, give me a number.
But the,
stop. Boaty pony. Jesus Christ.
But when the doctor looks at your daughter and says, and you're going to want to put this on just a little bit, every other day, and let me know if there's any changes. Is that cool? And I said, you don't want a doctor to say, is medicine cool? That's not right.
Well,
and then
like
I realized that, she's like 20. I mean, literally, she's like 20 years younger than me.
You
I'm an old man.
Hair.
You do. You want the gray hair. You
and,
do.
This doctor, as I said, I just want this journey to end. But I don't discriminate, and I'm fine. I'm all about credentials. And some of the best doctor I have dealt with down here in South Florida is also a woman, and she's terrific. And
well,
so,
now, wait, a woman doctor. No, I'm kidding.
She's a lady.
Are you sure it's not a nurse?
She is a lady. And I'm just here to say that hopefully this is the end of phase one. And I think hopefully I've knocked everything out of there.
You mean today?
It's just been a drag. It's been a long, long haul.
It has. And you know what? I can see it. When you talk about it, it's always entertaining because you're a wonderful storyteller. But you bring a certain amount. Great. You do. You bring a certain amount of wearisomeness. You look weary when you discuss it.
It's wearisome.
It is. And worrisome.
And and incidentally, when we get done doing this particular exam today, I will request what I always just a gentle kneading.
Of course. Of course. Well, to refresh it. It's been It needs to be reawakened like a seed in the summertime.
So that looks fine. I think you're all set, Mr. Romero. Okay, need my little love squeeze.
Now, when
just
you do it,
a little love squeeze,
because you're at the end of it, and it's, you know, it's not like the diagnosis time. Will you have to wear a robe, or do you sort of loosen?
No, the last time I was asked if you want the details.
more than anything.
The last exam I had, I was asked to. I could leave my shirt on. But I had to.
Isn't that a song from 9 1/2 weeks?
You can leave your shirt on. I had to remove my my pants.
Yes.
And and my shorts. I wore the robe over my shirt.
Okay. Over your shirt?
Well, I didn't take. They said you don't have to take anything else off except your shorts and underpants.
And did you say, do you want this to tie in the front or the back, my lady?
I wanted to get the hell out of here as soon as I could.
Well, best of luck. I hope you really do reach the end of phase one today. That will do wonders for your mental status.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Yeah. We'll take a break. God, I feel horrible after this. I feel like I've taken a hot shower and somebody turned off the hot water. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about The Celebrity Apprentice and why Carla was upset with me for leaving that show. Also, we will deal with Rob's World. Because Rob is dealing with his children once again because he never leaves his house. We'll take a break. Come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'd ask my friends to come and see.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. I talk about it all the time, and it continues to wow me. I'm talking about sleep number beds, everybody. Yes. Did you know that studies have proven that sleep is as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise? And I've discovered the best way to get a great night's sleep, my Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology. I've talked about my Sleep Number bed for years. I adore it, and I can't sleep without it. Now, all new Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. Built-in sensors tell you how you're sleeping, which allows you to optimize your sleep. Every morning, I wake up refreshed. My back feels great, and therefore, I feel great. It is the best. Thank you, Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is a 65. I'm sorry, I always say that. Mine's a 75. Carla's is a 65. Discover a better you with a Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology. Visit Sleep Number stores right now, and you can save $300 on a Sleep Number C3 bed during the final closeout. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to smile and tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you.
Walk in with a big grin. Smile is the main part.
Please, do not be like my own family that I called the day after. Mom, get her bed? Yep. Did you mention my name? Nope. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Kathy.
I can't believe Kathy, she should have brought a picture of you and said, this guy told me. Look, it's this guy. This guy.
So the a very big, I mentioned that Donald Trump, one of the luckiest men in television. We have a lot of fun poking fun at Donald Trump. But The Celebrity Apprentice last night, I don't know what the ratings are, whether the ratings are killing for this particular
season. It's solid this
season.
But the thing is that there's the money. It doesn't cost anything to do that show. So,
right.
And this is, you know, this is the old WJFK sports analogy. If you can do a medium show cheap, it's a smash.
Well, I am addicted to the show. At least I was up until the first segment of last night's episode because it's got Geraldo, which, you know, Geraldo's fun to make fun of.
He is.
And it's got that douche Ian Ziering. And I pronounced his name correctly when Don and I both pronounced it Ian, and he made such a big stink about it because he's got... Look, the reason
he
your name is
the
Ian...
Show. He walked off the show.
Did he walk off the
he
show?
He walked off the show because... And I believe the tipping point was, first there was the name. I remember this. I was running board. You were doing a remote out in Los Angeles. I was running board back in D.C. First, you got his name wrong, both of you.
Right.
Then you asked to see what was in his wallet. He declined.
Right.
And then one of you, I forget which one, said, you're not even one of the guys on 90210 that people know.
But he was such a hump to us.
Yeah,
and then we were a hump back, and that's it. So they've got that guy, and then my Real Housewives of the Beverly Hills, they've got Brandy Glanville on the show. And so I'm watching the show. And by the way, Donald Trump, it's sick, kind of twisted to say that this is lucky, but last night he had Joan Rivers. The late Joan Rivers was on the show.
Now, I saw the coming attractions. Last night might have been in the history of television the least amount of good programming I've ever seen on the grid. And I did look on what was, and he said Joan Rivers was going to be on, or the grid said that. Was it taped long enough ago that she was on it, or was it a tribute to her?
Yeah, she was on it. She came walking in at the beginning, not at the end.
Oh, my God.
I think somewhere, maybe her health stuff happened somewhere during the taping. I'm not sure, because she comes in when they get the task, when they're assigned their task, and everybody gives her a big round of applause.
Did they set up the fact that she was going to be on?
Yeah, because they promoted it. They promoted it last week. And,
oh, my
then they
God.
Give her,
that's
creepy.
That is too horrifying.
They gave the nice little in memoriam at the very end. But the show has been compelling because you've got Geraldo, noted a-hole, and you've got this guy, Ian Ziering, noted a-hole, and it's a lot of fun. And then you've got these the two women with lots of catfights. This lady, Kenya, who was, I think, a Miss USA or a Miss America
pageant. No, I think that's where President Barack Obama is from, isn't it?
and you've got
the inviting happens. Yeah.
Brandy Glanville that's on there. Then you've got Kate Goslin.
Oh, she's
so they've got these really like pretty good B League celebrities
and from
that are on
all
the show.
Different corners of show business. So that's
so this
that
is where I step up. This is where I really, really step up. They part of the thing that the Trump formula for the Celebrity Apprentice is they are given tasks to play for their favorite charity. And these tasks are different corporations.
Right.
One of them last night was Chock Full of Nuts Coffee.
Oh, I actually have Geraldo singing the jingle.
Okay, listen. So this is one of the tasks that they did to make a viral video, and this is a clip from their viral video last night.
Chock Full of Nuts is that heavenly coffee, heavenly coffee, heavenly coffee. Right, okay. Better coffee millionaires money can buy.
There he is, newsman Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah,
journalist.
Well, here's one thing. And Carla gets crazy with me because Geraldo is working people and taking no prisoners, and he's going into the game with the right attitude, and he's being a total dick. But it's funny because he's the elder statesman, and I kind of commiserate with the elder statesman.
Sure.
What I don't commiserate with is when you take naked shilling to such an extent that, you know, Donald Trump, more money than Jesus.
Oh, he's got a lot of
money,
yeah.
He brings his children on the show. They're on Daddy's show, so they can do. Where I really think it's just beyond the pale is last night, one of the tasks was to promote Ivanka Trump's shoes.
Oh, no.
And that's when I just said, this is really.
I'm out. I
like the celebrities. I like the theme of the show. I hate Donald Trump, but I ignore all of that because the show, the formula has been pretty good. But where I step off is when they bring in the daughter, and it's fine if she wants to be on the board and judge people because she happens to be the Donald's daughter,
right?
But it's a totally, now you got to go one step forward and, you know, promote her shoes that are already in Nordstrom's that
exactly.
She's making money. It's just greed beyond greed for greed's sake, and I stepped off, and so I blew the entire thing
and
off.
And what bothers me is that really he is the main reason to watch the show, because, you know, he is, say what you will, he's compelling, Donald Trump, and even if he's just being stupid, Donald Trump, he's
whether
still
whether you like
fun
him or you hate him, it's like this show, whether you like us or hate us, you know, I mean, the fact is, he does that. But then it just, to me, it went that one step beyond bringing Ivanka, you know, all with their little pouch. Here's
of course.
What we want you to do to promote our show. But the formula for the show is solid, and the windfall that he got with Joan Rivers being on the show was pretty amazing.
That really makes my stomach feel weird.
I almost wonder because of the greed level, if they go back and they go, I don't know how they put the whole thing together. I think it has to be sequential. It has to be. So they
because he was in. The, I mean, did she make reference to the plots that were going on this season?
You know what? As soon as they
because she won one season, didn't she?
Yeah, she won the whole thing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It was great. One of the best seasons ever, and I love that show. And I really have been tracking. Look, you take all the horrible things about reality TV and you ignore them and you realize, well, as a reality television show goes, there are a lot worse than this one. So I was fine with that. Where I step off is, I mean, do you really have to promote your daughter's shoe line? I mean, is that really the route you have to go?
He needs to. He needs to because that's how we are. And, you know, if you think about it, for every episode, what do you think his time commitment is? Because, you know, the celebrities have to be followed around.
Oh,
they have
absolutely.
To do all this stuff. Do you think for an hour of television, he does an hour of work?
No, I think he probably comes in for a little longer than that. But I think comparatively with the celebrities that are on that show and what they have to do, you probably got some, you know, significant hours that are spent shooting the show. He probably does probably 3 hours. It's probably 3 hours a week where he devotes all of it to. Now, the only thing I know is that he comes out and gives them their task.
Yes.
And then they meet him in the boardroom, and that's it. Have you ever watched the show?
I have watched it, yeah, but it's just it doesn't seem like he would have to commit so much, and he is the face of the show. That's, again, speaking to how lucky he is. He's figured out a situation where he can do it that easily.
Yeah, and it's and really, the formula is solid.
And
but
the
then,
formula of Celebrity Apprentice, it, to me, worked so much better than when it was originally just The Apprentice.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you didn't care about the contestants.
Right.
And here you've got their reputation precedes them. And that gives you a little, like, almost like a built-in rooting interest. And you Glanville.
She's so nasty. And the Naked Cruelty, which we all know and love. All right, let's get on to Rob Spiewak Rob's World right here. How are things in the Spiewak home?
Today is a very dicey day, Mike. It's very, very exciting because the Fall Out Boy, as you know, is the best band ever. And they are touring this summer with Wiz Khalifa. Which I don't know what that is. What is Wiz Khalifa?
I have no idea.
Okay, so they're so it's some sort of
my finger slipped.
It's some sort of musical band, and advanced ticket sales start today at 3 p.m. And I got an email on I believe Sunday night that said,
"Now your daughter should be it should be pointed out. Your daughter gets good grades in school.
Excellent grades.
She's a good kid, and she's doing this. But her obsession seems to still be." This boy band.
Yes.
This,
well, they're not a boy band because now I think they're 60. They used to be a boy band. These are now Fallout Men.
Is this going to be, do you see this potentially as something that will not be a phase? Do you think she'll stay with?
Does this
band have the legs to hold her interest?
They've been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. And
so you like this band?
Their new album is especially good. And you know what? I can hear it. And when I listen to the album, they've streamed it.
Do we have any examples of it?
Yeah, I'll get you some. I'll play you some. But
all right, because I'd like to, before we discuss it, I'd like to really know. You know, you've talked about the fact that she was in the contest. You've talked about the fact that she was obsessing over this band. Yeah. I'd like to see what she's
This was the first single off the album. The titular song is called...
Pardon me?
Titular, Mike. It's the same title.
Hey, stop it, Shock Jock.
Okay. The eponymously titled American Beauty, American Psycho. This, to me, sounds like a great summertime record.
She's an American Beauty.
And it's got
they don't sound 60, Rob. They sound young.
They're that's the point.
Kind of hard-driving rock. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and Carrie likes all their stuff. I'm starting to get into it. This is the song that you're hearing everywhere now. You'll hear this through the Super Bowl and all the stuff. This song is called Centuries, and this is all over the place. Let me fast forward a little bit so we can get to how the song actually goes.
You are looking live.
Exactly. This is the exact song they're going to use when they show us the
Phoenix,
stadium.
Arizona. Site of Super Bowl XXIVVVI.
But they are the band that, like, when Pitbull did his New Year's Eve special, which was great.
Yay, yay, yay.
I watched it. But they had, you know, they try to represent all segments of pop music. Pitbull represented rap music. They represent angry young white people.
Okay.
And so that's what...
And that's what Julia is, right? An angry young white person?
Well, I think in the proper situation, she gets pissed at me sometimes.
Okay, all right. But you've been an angry white person for a long time.
They are a very tight band. They're very, very talented. Talented musicians. They were big in the 90s, I think, when they first broke. Then they had a hiatus, and now they're back and they're hot again.
So you're saying that the band she has picked is actually
it's valid.
Gonna be,
yes.
It's a valid band.
Yeah, I will not make fun of it as I did when she was into One Direction, which is more of a, you know, cotton candy sort of white bread pre-produced band. Fall Out Boy is a real band, and I'm
so
okay
she was
that.
Pretty bummed when she didn't get picked to be back.
And she worked very, very hard for that.
Right.
And so, yeah, that
well,
was a
didn't we know about it? God, you guys lived it every single day of the week. We heard about that contest.
There was one good part of that contest, and that's when the contest was over, and
there
that was fine. But the tickets go on sale today, and I got an email, Sunday night that said, congratulations and welcome to the Fall Out Boy fan club. And I cocked my head like Linus and I said, what's this? I don't recall joining this. And I said, Carrie? And I go upstairs and I said, guess what I am? And she said, oh, I could say many things. I said, no, good. I'm a member of the Fall Out Boy fan club. She says, oh, I know. I signed you up for that so you can buy the tickets on Wednesday. I said, okay.
So do fan club members get to buy tickets earlier?
Advance purchase tickets, yes. And that starts at 3 p.m.
When
do
the tickets go? 3 p.m.?
3 p.m. today, yes. And Carrie said, well, what time does your show start? I said, oh, you mean the Mike O'Mara show? It starts at the same times that it started since 2009. Starts at 10:30. She says, and when does it end? I said, oh, well, that's a new thing. Now the show's 79 minutes long. It's been that length since 2012.
So you are responsible at 3 o'clock for sitting right in front of your
computer.
How's it going to work to do that?
You have to click the special link, the fan club link, and then you put in the fan club password.
You know what you are, Rob?
I know. Oh, don't even say
it. When you're kowtowing to your wife. And you're kowtowing to your whole family. You're a rube.
And now, wait, it gets better than that. Because now I've guaranteed to Carrie. I said, Carrie, I could get into a horrible automobile accident, still have time to rent a car, and get home by 3 p.m. to buy the tickets.
Right.
She said, okay, so it's on you. Because I could try to get out of work and come home and do it. I said,
let me ask you this.
You don't need to skip work to buy concert tickets.
You're going
to
know right away where I'm going with this.
Okay.
You're going to know this right away, but please do this for me.
Yes.
And I will take all of the crap for it.
Okay.
All right? I will take, it'll make your wife hate me more than she already does.
No, she likes you. It's Oscar she hates.
I will take more crap for this. You have to. Have to.
What?
And I hope I'm not sending you bad karma here.
What's that?
You have to do, once you acquire these tickets, and you know you'll do it, because it's...
mess with them?
I mean, Rob's talking about it before the show today. Rob's priorities are so completely screwed that he comes in here today. It's like, hey, how's the business for the show? Yeah, we're sold out.
I've got to get the tickets. I've got to get the tickets. I've got to get the tickets.
That's what he... And it is what you care about today. You care about that more than anything else in your world.
Well, it's because...
I know you're going to be successful. Let me hear me out here.
All right, I'm all
You're ears. Going to be successful. I know you are, but please. Well, how soon would Carrie figure it out if you did the practical joke where they come home and you are pacing and you're angry and you say, we had a complete, my computer completely froze.
Froze, exactly.
I was on there. And when
at
Julie
3 p.m.,
walks in the door,
I was on the phone with Comcast trying to get the internet back.
Right. And you say, and it's just like, and then I got in. It took 5 minutes. They fixed it in 5 minutes. How many fans of this group are in this area? Why were they all sold out? And just play that.
I will.
Can you
I will.
Do that for
I will
me?
Do that, and I will bring you the tear-soaked tissue tomorrow because it might be. It
don't
might...
you don't have to go along with it.
No,
you don't
I
have
will.
To go
of
along
course,
with it at all.
Of course, but you I know. Just, but as a dad, you know this. The only thing that's better than giving them something they want is before they get it, telling them they didn't get it, and then giving it to them. So of course we'll do that.
Well, and also if you do it and you sell that properly, you might get the real tantrum. And then that makes them feel like crap, and that's just a fun little
exercise.
And
really, isn't that what we want?
Well, welcome to the world of Irish children.
Now, do you think?
Where my mom would do that to me. Yeah, so you torture your children. You've succeeded in doing that.
Oh.
And really, the only karma I hope I don't send your way is that you really do have a problem getting the tickets.
Well, fingers crossed.
Is it going to be a problem, or is this an easy thing?
Well, there is a VIP package that there's only 100 at every venue. And this is what
Why does she have to... Now you're being a spoiling father.
No, it's not.
Why does she need the VIP? Who's going with her? Are you going with her?
No, I will go and not get the VIP package. The whole family is going to go because Robert likes the band too. But Robert and me, we're going to stay in the audience.
Pony, he's the greatest father of the world.
I love it.
He pisses me
off. I love it.
No, you know what? And I have to be talked into it. But here's
the whole family's going.
Here's what you're going to love. Here's what you're going to love is my alarm goes off as it does every morning, little by like 6:45. And it wakes Carrie up too, and she says, "It's ticket day." I said, "Yep." She said, "Wow. You know what Julia told me last night?" I said, "What?" She says, "I hope Dad doesn't screw this up."
See, that is so bratty. That is so bratty.
It is.
Tell her to get her own tickets. Tell her to save up and get her tickets. How old is she now? Send her down to work somewhere at a sweatshop.
I sat bolt upright in bed and I said, do you know what I know how to do? I know how to buy tickets. I can do this. I've done this before.
Is Carrie going to be working at the Foot Locker today or
whatever?
She's
going to be. Carrie's going to be in Foot Locker. Yeah. Look for her. She's in the referee shirt. So we'll report in tomorrow to see how we did.
Does she at least give you moments of gratitude? Besides, I hope Dad doesn't screw it up.
Who, Julia?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know what? It's very important to her, but she knows that we bend over backwards for her.
The book is Rob Spiewak, A Lifetime of Underappreciation. From Mike O'Mara's show to his living room.
No, you want to know what really, how bad it can be sometimes? Is I come here to feel appreciated.
Wow. Holy ass. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara show.
I want you to think about your cell phone bill. And what are we actually paying for? I'm Todd Moore. On December 22nd, Oscar Santana from Baltimore, Maryland, said he only paid $62 a month for a cell phone bill with unlimited data. Is that possible?
This is a Verizon LTE call from
Oscar Santana.
From Tech 411.
Yo, man. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. It's $62 a month. She gave me a great deal. I mean, she was nice to me.
So I looked at his bill, and it had that number on it. But it had a lot of other numbers, too. And what's up with that Nisha call? On the next episode of Tech 411.
Yo, I'm a nice guy. I just wish people would listen to the show and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show. That I have to, I guess, to get that joke, listen to that podcast.
And you know what? We're not asking you something unpleasant. Serial is a pretty great show. You binge listen and you'll enjoy it. It's great storytelling.
You know what? I'll do it today.
I know you will. You know what? Do it while she's looking at your ass.
Very good. Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show. News you may not need, brought to you by Harry's. Life is about choices. I shaved with my Harry's razor today, and life is better with smart choices like Harry's. What's the smartest choice? Choose Harry's.
Yes.
Harry's is the smarter shave that respects both your face and your wallet. Harry's ships directly to your door from their factory in Germany. So many Mike O'Mara show listeners have discovered what an incredible value this is. They have nearly a century of shaving experience that go into every blade, and that means superior shaves every time, and they cut out the middleman. They can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. You'll love the starter set for $15. You get the razor, three blades, your choice of Harry's shave cream or foaming shave gel, and always free shipping. Go to harrys.com right now.
Hold it. When?
No. Enter code TMOS and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order.
That means you can get the starter kit for $10, Mike.
That's exactly right. Enter our code TMOS for $5 off your first order. HARRYS.com. Change the way you shave forever. A lot of people have thanked us for this, believe it or not. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. No. They have thanked us, okay?
And I've never looked back. It's the best shave of my life. I love it.
Absolutely. Rob always uses Harry's when he's not ordering tickets.
News.
News.
Boo. The rumor that Bruce Jenner is becoming a woman is so pervasive.
Yes.
It's practically accepted as fact at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And Kris Jenner isn't happy about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. You know what? Because what I want is I want Kris Jenner to be happy.
A source says, quote, Kris has been pressuring Bruce to issue a statement about ongoing sex change rumors.
Wow.
I'll tell you, I'm enjoying this. I am enjoying it more
than
any other
story. It's a fun story to watch unfold.
It truly is. And she wants it to be a very strong denial. Well, here's the bottom line, Kris. It's not going to, if he's doing this, first of all, it's socially acceptable.
Yes.
It is. This is the United States. It's 2014.
His choice.
And, you know, and if, you don't want him to deny it if he's really doing it, but whenever the subject comes up, Bruce just shuts her down, which to me lends credibility to the fact that maybe he is doing it. This is extremely sensitive for Bruce, and it's his choice not to address it. And I have no idea why he's not addressing it, but we see things where he gets his fingernails done and painted, and
yes.
You see them, and you see the whole thing with the Adam's apple. Who knows, but we'll keep you posted.
Could it be something as simple as that Kris Jenner knows if she issues this statement, it gets her name in the paper?
Who knows?
Because she is really garbage.
There was another picture of him with all of his daughters going out for a night on the town. And, you know, you line all those, you know, the Kylies and the Kyles, the Chloe, the Kim, they're side by side.
Scott
pretty handsome.
And Todd and
Scott,
Summer.
Todd, Tito, Jermaine. They're pretty handsome little family.
It is.
Anyway, on Sunday, I sounded like Joe Biden just there. Hey, mother.
I hope Sunday, he calls again sometime.
Oh, maybe he will. On Sunday, the New England Patriots secured a spot in the Super Bowl by crushing the Indianapolis Colts, but that wasn't the coolest thing Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork did that day. When Vince and his wife were driving home, they noticed a Jeep Wrangler rolled onto its side not far from the stadium. So they pulled over to lend a helping hand. The police weren't there yet, but Vince noticed the female driver was still trapped inside. She was a 38-year-old woman named Mary Ellen Brooks. Vince kept her calm until police arrived and then helped them pull her to safety. Yesterday, Vince calmly said, quote, "Through football and the course of life, I've learned to stay poised in certain situations. I'm pretty sure she was kind of scared. The last thing I wanted to do was have her panic." And then he went back to the stadium and deflated the air out of the balls that the Patriots used.
He probably deflated her tires.
That's the big controversy now, that the Patriots took air out of the footballs that they used.
And, I love it.
Because Belichick has that scummy history, it lends credibility. I'm hearing certain people say this could be one that does stick, but who knows? Tom Brady laughed it off.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of tape in the vault if we get to it, and I have a question that I want to ask you, but we'll get to it in a moment.
Football and the NFL have been extremely good to Hall of Famer Mike Ditka. He spent a decade playing, 3 decades coaching, and now has spent well over a decade as a football commentator and analyst. But if Mike had a young son now, he would not want him to play football. This is interesting.
Ditka?
Yeah, Ditka says it's too dangerous. In an upcoming HBO Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, Mike says, quote, "If you had an 8-year-old kid now, would you tell them that you wanted him to play football? No. That's sad. I wouldn't."
Wow.
Because it's dangerous. People
it
know
is.
Because of the concussions. That's
Do you remember,
what it is.
You know what, when we on the air on WJFK, I think we had Bill Cosby on 2 or 3 times.
Right.
And one time it was great, and there was a couple real weird rambling ones. And on one of them, he stopped the interview down. He said, "Did any of you have sons?" And you didn't at the point. I said, "Yeah, I've got like a 4-year-old. He says, "Don't ever let him play football." Out of the blue, this was a concern that Bill Cosby said. And
right.
I mean, it's dangerous. But you know what? I'd rather hear it from Ditka than Cosby. Ditka's got a better
well,
reputation
I think
now.
Perhaps a little more credibility. Right
sure,
now.
Yeah.
And, you didn't answer him truthfully, which would have been, there's no chance that any son of yours would play football anyway.
I said he could make – what if he did a musical about football?
Yes, thank you. Ditka says, "My whole life was football. I think the risk is worse than the reward. I really do." And, you know, based on the stats, that's probably true.
And you know what? He should have offered you some advice, Mike, because, you know, he's had more than one career. He should have said, "Don't ever open a restaurant."
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's done that
Since
too.
Clint Eastwood's American Sniper became a box office hit this weekend, there's been some debate over whether the movie's subject, former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, should be celebrated as a hero. As they often do, celebrities started wading into the issue, and as it often does, their involvement infuriated many Americans who do not live in Los Angeles or New York City. Seth Rogen said the film reminded him of the fictitious Nazi sniper movie that was inside of Inglourious Basterds. Remember that?
I do, absolutely.
It's about us. Part of the plot line is that they make a movie about this famous sniper. And, of course, Michael Moore, we talked about this yesterday, he dissed snipers in general, calling them cowards. There is much debate about whether this movie is pro or anti-war, and country star and Army vet Craig Morgan invited Seth Rogen to leave the country. And the beat goes on. Here we go.
Excellent.
It's your team, my team again. That's the way it happens
all
the time.
Well, I think it's important that we know what Seth Rogen thinks.
You know, mm-hmm. It's weird. I will tell you, and I said this yesterday, coming out of that movie, which I think was a very well-crafted movie, and maybe it was Matt Lauer that said it today, that you're going to react to that movie from your own personal experience
sure.
and belief system. And I think that is absolutely right. And you know what? That also tells me I shouldn't really be worried about the way the people are reacting next to me. I just want to say this again. This is the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think this movie is pro-war or anti-war, whether you think celebrating a sniper that has killed over 100 people is a good thing or a bad thing, I think we have to acknowledge the fact that in the United States of America, we have young men, very young men, that put their asses on the line to defend us and go into situations that you would not even consider on
right.
your best day to go into. And we have heroes. I've talked about this for years. We have heroes in the military that do this. As far as the movie is concerned and how you react to it and the culture of guns and all that, that's a different story. What I'm talking about is I don't think I can ever look at the training that a United States Navy SEAL goes through, or a Ranger, or anyone in Special Forces, and not say thank you to those guys.
Amen.
For putting themselves on the line, whatever their motivations are, to get in there and do the stuff that nobody would have the balls to do.
Of course.
And my father served in the war, and I still think that it's not my place, as somebody that has not served their country, to throw darts at that. And, you know, I really think we have to have people that protect us, and guys like this sniper were protecting us. I mean, it was a war situation.
I wonder
he didn't make the political decisions.
I wonder if Michael Moore ever considered the fact the reason he can make those statements and speak freely is because we have people out there protecting our rights.
Well, it's just really, you know, there are a lot of things Michael Moore talks about that I agree with, and then he does something like this, and I think maybe that's like his job.
Yeah.
Just like it's Rush Limbaugh's job to be provocative, it's Michael Moore's job to do the same thing.
Mostly so, what I agree with Michael Moore about has to do with foods with heavy sauces.
Normally, I'd say it's crazy to demand money and make legal threats towards a child, but someone's got to be out taking a stand for RSVP etiquette. Derek Nash and Tanya Walsh of Cornwall, England, have a five-year-old named Alex. He was invited to a friend's birthday party. He skipped it because his parents had double-booked him, and he spent the day with his grandparents. He came home from school a few days later.
He double-booked him, Mike.
That's, yeah, they double-booked
him. They double-booked the kid.
He came home from school with an invoice for $24. It was
what?
From the mom who threw the birthday party, a woman named Julie Lawrence.
Oh,
the
invoice said she was,
she was on the hook for the money, even though Alex no-showed and threatened legal action if it wasn't paid. I think she's out of her mind.
But, oh, that's, you know what? I just hope Dad didn't screw it up.
It's merry old England. We have another story. A little something from England right now. 29-year-old Anne-Marie Gray of Somerset just shared the story of the extreme lengths she went to when she tried to end things with the creepy guy she met online. After three dates, she ended things, but he kept texting her, even though he told her he'd be at her house in 30 minutes. So she texted him, pretending to be her sister, and said, quote, "This is Anne-Marie's sister. I'm really sorry to
good
tell
pretending.
You, but she was there." Well, it's a text. It's
I
a
understand.
Text.
I understand.
"This is Anne-Marie's sister. I'm really sorry to tell you, but she has taken. She's been taken to the hospital with a very serious illness."
Oh, okay. No.
Nothing good can come of this. Naturally, the guy texted back saying he was headed to the hospital to see her. So Anne-Marie responded that only family could see her. The guy wasn't satisfied and said he was outside the hospital.
I'm coming in.
Anne-Marie had to escalate again and texted, quote, "I am really sorry to tell you, but we lost her."
Oh, no.
Faking her own death finally worked, and the guy stopped texting, although she says he sent her a nasty message when he spotted her on the dating website again a few months later.
Oh, God.
There we go. My only question for you is, Pony, what were you doing in England?
No, I got there.
There we go. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. Speaking of Pony.
Hello. This is Matt Bloom.
There we go.
Oh, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail, it's too slow. I crave action.
That's right.
So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Very good. Did you hear him? That was live Pony that he popped in there.
Yeah, it was like double tracked. It's like less bald in it.
Pony knows how to step up, you know. Yeah, I did a little participation on the microphone today. Way to go. You know, he's been there for us today, hasn't he? He's there. You hear him.
And you know what? Something we can ask him about tomorrow. Did you know he has a standing Monday night dinner thing?
That's right. I do.
Really?
I'd like to find
it's
out.
It's a big
about
deal.
It. Yeah, it's sort of a big deal.
I bet it's filled with action. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Men's underwear has essentially been the same for 50 years, but Mack Weldon's here to upgrade your underwear drawer for 2015. Get underwear that's going to last a long time. Get underwear that's better than what you're wearing.
The best.
The guys at Mack Weldon thought that underwear could be made better, and they did it. You got to feel it to believe it. Feel that material. Also, undershirts that stay tucked in won't bunch up in a cut, so they won't show under your button shirt. Plus, the best socks in town, too. MackWeldon.com has great multi-packs and starter kits. We love Mack Weldon. You will, too. I wear the socks anytime I have a school function.
You love your
here's
socks.
A special deal just for our listeners. Go to MackWeldon.com and enter the coupon code TMOS for $5 off plus free expedited shipping on orders over $50. Buy more, save more. We love Mack Weldon. If you want to really, really upgrade your underwear situation, check it out. MackWeldon.com. That's MackWeldon.com. And we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, January 20, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Got to get this off my chest. Did you see the news story that there are dozens of coyotes living in downtown Chicago?
I loved it. I went back and watched it again. I watched it today a couple of times.
The
I
best
was
thing
fascinated
is
by this.
The coyotes that waited to cross the street until there were no cars coming.
Yeah, they're smart.
They're
like,
looking.
No,
they're smart. These coyotes are smart.
I'm a coyote, Mikey, and I was passed over.
So anyway, I wanted to play, you know, the surveillance footage wasn't good, so I had to really boost the audio. This is what it sounds like when there's a coyote walking the streets of Chicago.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Wile E. Coyote. Right. Genius.
All right. All right,
I am not selling anything.
All right, I'm sorry. It's
right,
just
Roker.
I had to get it out of my mind. I did it better than him, though. I did it better than him.
All right.
I know sometimes we visit the same sites. Can you name this artist, Mike? There is a new album coming out. Can you name this singer? It's an album of Sinatra covers. Called Shadows in the
All right,
Night.
I got one that jumped into my head, Rob, and I don't know what this is from.
Okay.
I'm going to say Mickey Rourke.
That's a good guess, and it almost sounds like it could be him, but it's not. He's covering the song Stay With Me from Sinatra 65.
Is it Busey?
It is not Gary Busey.
It sounds like him.
It's an older guy, right? It's got an old sound.
Yeah, but it's on the heels of his Christmas album, Mike. It's Bob Dylan. Doing the Great American Songbook, yeah.
Stay with me.
Okay.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah,
yikes. And you mentioned Gary Busey. I pulled this. I've had this in my hopper for a long time, but you mentioned it yesterday. This is the Gary Busey commercial for the Amazon Fire Stick where he compares it to a shell.
This is,
on my other hand, is a seashell.
This is my favorite commercial currently running.
In one of my hands is something from Amazon so powerful it could entertain humanity for an eternity.
Wow.
In the other, I have a seashell.
Whoa! Amazon Fire TV Stick! Netflix! Prime Instant Video!
You can hardly speak.
You can't play movies on a seashell. Can't even plug them in.
Amazon Fire.
All right. If you buy your Amazon Fire Stick, make sure you go through our website.
Here's the thing. This is why I do love advertising, because you've got these agencies that they didn't write. There's nothing written, anything special for Gary Busey. It's just pure personality and the man himself that sells that.
One notion gives them an entire ad campaign. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There was one thing they had to put in that ad, Rob.
What's that?
And that was seashell.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
The way he's going to say it, yeah. And there's somebody out there that I think made a brilliant
and
choice.
And when
there.
You think that there's no more laughs when he tries to put a shell into a USB board, you're laughing again. Mike, yesterday we lost one of the great ones. Don Heron. Now, you don't know him by his name, Don Heron. You know him as Charlie Farquharson, the radio guy from Hee-Haw.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember he has the studio with the egg cartons taped to the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, does he have a mustache?
Yes, and a hat and glasses. He was 90, right. Mike.
Charlie Farquharson with the KORN news from all over.
KORN.
Back home again. But first, a word to them as wants to beat the draft this winter. Be sure to call Hawkstone Heating and Insulation Company to get your house stuffed in time.
You know what? He's not funny.
Rob, that's terrible.
But you know what? When growing up with four TV stations, if you wanted to watch something at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, you had to watch Hee-Haw. Now, I don't know if this is funny or sad. I'm leaning towards sad. Last night, Kimmel put a man on the street out to ask people what they thought of the Martin Luther King speech that was made that day.
This morning, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made a very impassioned speech at the Capitol. What do you think of that?
I thought it was great, you know, very inspiring, motivational, you know.
How do you think his speech this morning compared to the one he gave in 1963? The same, better?
I wouldn't say it's the same or better. I would say it's very current for today.
And it goes on. It's you just know, sad that that's our country.
Does it not speak to our culture, though, educationally, of sliding
absolutely.
And BSing
that's
our
what
way
it is.
Through everything?
That's exactly what it is.
And we started it. We're as guilty as anybody else. Yeah. We did that in college and high school.
Of course.
But now with the you know with the internet and with TV, everybody is, oh, I thought it was inspirational.
They don't want to lose their chance to be on TV. That's what it boils down to. And I close, Mike, with a bold wildlife rescue.
This is a sweet story. Last week, wildlife officials in Phoenix rescued a giant 40-pound beaver. Even more amazing, it was your mom's. that's right. They rescued a giant 40-pound beaver. Officials say they haven't seen one that big since the 70s.
Killed me. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Wow. That's a little loud. That's it.
Who's your
Mike Myers show has come and gone since the 70s. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeOmaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show, send a letter or package to TMOS 2796 Leesburg, Virginia 20177 to get your message or birthday request into our mailbag segment. Email Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.